Good morning. It is Yannicka. I am very tired. I think mentally I am still recovering from my weekend with family and socializing. Yeah. So today we're going to do another questionnaire. I have two surveys with 50 questions each, and I will link those. First one is 50 questions to ask your boyfriend or girlfriend before your relationship gets too serious. I did not read that before I clicked it. Well, I mean, I am already in a long-term relationship. I am married. So, maybe I could answer those how I would have back before we got married or before we met. That could be interesting. Second survey question set is 50 questions to ask a girl if you want to know what she's like in bed. I am going to set a timer for an hour and we'll go from there. Nope, not 1 minute. Stop. All right, 1 hour timer set. Okay, I have two D10s and a towel this time to roll them on because it got loud last time. Number four. So, the first one is going to be 1 to 50, and the sexy questions are going to be 51 to 100. My brain is not awake right now. Okay, number four. Do you think you need to make any personal improvements? If so, what? Personal improvements. I mean, I guess... sorry. Personal improvements, like physical or mental. I think physical, I would like to work out more because both sides of my family have, a history of heart failure and heart disease. So, I was just talking with my mom actually this last visit to my family, and yeah, apparently that's a thing for me. Mental improvements, I think. Just being able to motivate myself better, I suppose. Get things done. I have moments where I get really stubborn. Because, I get really stubborn when you tell me what to do. Like, or tell me how to think. And I'm trying to get better at that. And... better at taking a step back mentally and assessing the situation and trying to figure out where you're coming from and things like that. Um, 84, so that is the sexy question list. Oh, I need to sneeze. So question 34, the sexy list. What's the sexiest compliment you've ever given? I think it would be around how sexy someone reacted to something. It's not really a sexy compliment, though. They just sounded so good. and so sexy. And it was even sexier because they didn't know it or didn't realize that they made that sound, I guess. 22. What makes you angry? When someone doesn't listen, I think that's more like a pet peeve. If we're just having a conversation, I think along those lines, if someone's just not willing to communicate, I think that's the biggest one. I'm sure there's more, I just can't think of anything right now. 52. What do you need to happen for your orgasm to be absolutely mind-blowing? Like I said before, there are different types of orgasms for me. I don't know if, I can have just one type, if that makes sense. But I think the most memorable or more intense orgasms I've had, I can't talk today, I'm sorry, would be when trying not to be embarrassed right now. When I was being fingered one time, he was lying on the bed and I was leaning over him, and I let him finger me while I was standing beside the bed, and yeah, I made a mess. And then the other one would be, like, with a vibrator, I think. But that is, like, almost too intense. Yeah. Next question. 17. How would you describe a perfect date? I can describe what not to do on a perfect date. I mean, going out for dinner is nice. But going on a date, if you're talking about like a first date and having like all that pressure and stuff, just talk with me, like treat me as a person. Because if we're going to be together, I'd like to be friends, too. You know? A perfect date, though, would be brunch or breakfast. So you potentially have the rest of the day to spend with each other. Yeah. Because if it goes well, and if you have nothing else planned, why not spend the rest of the day together and hang out and get to know each other? 99. How many different people have you had sex with? One. And that is my husband. We met when I was 18 and he was 19. First week of college. 58. What types of props have you used during sex? Pillows, I guess. I wouldn't really call towels a prop. It's more for cleanliness. Pillows and toys, I guess. I don't know exactly what else would be considered a prop. 3. List the best qualities you have to bring to a relationship. List the best qualities you have to bring to a relationship. Like, have to bring, or that I personally have to bring? Either way, open communication. And just being open-minded about the other person and having patience to understand each other, especially in times of conflict. What's the best compliment you've ever received? What's with the compliments? I'm really bad at receiving compliments. Or at least I was. Now I just say a default thank you. I think also with that, I don't tend to remember them. lately, it's been my voice, since I've been doing that. I think kind of recently, it's been that I'm a really good listener. Yeah, that situation was just a moment of a friend going through some stuff, and he just needed to vent. So I was there listening to him vent through his struggle, and he just had this moment of, like, you know, you could really be a therapist, because I just didn't... What he needed right now was just someone to listen, not someone to give him solutions or advice. And I could only do that for him and just listen and ask questions, but not in, like, a pointed way, just to get more clarification on the situation if I felt like he needed to talk more about it. Yeah. What are you not willing to change for a relationship? Well, I mean, if... going back to, I don't take too well to people telling me what to do. But things that I'm not willing to change... I think, like, anything to do with my appearance, I suppose. I don't know. Like, if you tell me that I should wear more makeup, if it's for a valid reason, like work, then yeah. But if it's for you, for special occasions, but not on a regular basis, that's basically, like, calling me ugly, right? That's a weird question for me to think about. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. 51. What does it feel like when you orgasm? I think I answered this question already in my previous podcast, but the types of O's goes into more detail. but it feels like a really good stretch because your whole body is tensing up. And then just like relaxing after that, I think is part of the orgasm. Like getting to the point of tensing up so much that you have to hold your breath. And then you just have to keep tensing and forcing yourself to tense and hang on. Because, like, if we're talking about feeling, if you've had a complete orgasm, I don't think I'll ever know what that feels like for guys. And I'm slightly jealous. Because it's like you actually finish, but then for me it's like I get to that point and it's really, really intense, but it finishes for me because I can't hold on any longer most of the time. 84. Did we already? Yes, we already talked about a sexy compliment that I've given. 20. What would you do if you and your partner had a mismatched sex drive? And we do. When we started dating, I had an equal sex drive, I believe, which was quite high. We were also in a long-distance relationship for most of the time that we were dating, and even a little bit after we were married. But I feel like now that I'm older, my sex drive has dropped a little bit, partially due to the amount of stress I was under at work, and just other stressors that affected me a lot. Finding JWA has been amazing for us. He's like, I've told him about it, and I've showed him, but it's just not his thing, which is totally understandable. But we're good as far as being on the same page about that. Yeah, that was a struggle in our marriage, just because it's nothing that he did, and I know he took it really hard. It was me, and I think it was hard for him to understand that, or hard for me to express myself to say that. Yeah. But we've talked about it, and things are good now. 87. What's the most sexually daring thing you've ever done? That was when we were first dating. It was at college. I discovered I liked public things, and we didn't have sex outside, but we fooled around outside, and by outside I mean like by the train tracks, and we had to duck behind a tree as a train was going by. Yep. Eight. What is one thing that people do not notice about you right away that you wish they would? I don't know. I tend to be very quiet. So, I think I wish people knew that I actually had an opinion. Yeah. I think just growing up the way I did, I was taught to just be very quiet and obedient, I suppose. And that just, it fit in with how quiet I was, and it am, like, being an introvert and stuff. I don't tend to push my opinions on people, but I do have them. So, number 16 on the sexy question list. What's the most daring place you've done it in public? That's a follow-up question, basically. We haven't, or I haven't, done the full-on sex in public, but fooling around. The most daring place? Oh, I don't know if I want to say this. It was, it was in front of people, but we covered ourselves with our jackets. And it was like in a group setting where everyone was just deciding what to do, and we were just debating there and standing there, or like around couches and stuff. In a lounge at our college, quote unquote lounge, it was just like a common area. But yeah, can't believe I said that. If you could take on any fictional character's personality in bed, who would you be? Fictional character, my mind is going blank. I really don't know. I think it would have to be like someone really confident, I suppose. Fictional character. Oh, well. Maybe an anime character? Or like a loli girl? Loli? Ooh, what about a cat girl? That would be very fitting. 16. How much money do you need a year to be comfortable? Oof. I mean, like, and this answer will kind of reflect my view on money and the jobs I've had, because I haven't had a salary. I've only been paid hourly. So in a short-term perspective, I mean, I would not want to live paycheck to paycheck. I don't know how else to explain that question. Comfortable in the sense of, like, financial security and having that peace of mind. I think if I were to be at the point of living paycheck to paycheck, I would be very, very, very stressed. What's the dirtiest thought you've had lately, or most recently? It was while I was in the car during our road trip and thinking about the vibrations of the highway that you would feel while you're in a car, and how to implement that into some sort of sex toy. 70. What's your favorite blowjob technique? I wouldn't say I'm an expert at all. I mean, like, it's not my favorite thing to do in the world. My favorite part of it would be to get those reactions. I think just using my tongue on the head like the underside of the head. I know there's a name for that, but I don't know. I can't remember. But yeah, that spot. 62. What turns you on the most about the opposite sex? Voice, kind of obvious, and also eyes, and yeah. And I think someone's laugh is really sexy. And those moments of small reactions or chuckles. Those are really cute. 47. How do you feel about having kids? I would like to have kids. Pregnancy is really sexy to me and exciting. The moment of having birth is scary to me. Granted, everything could go wrong during the pregnancy, but if we're just talking about, like, short amount of time of being stressed, the birthing process is what scares me the most. But yeah, having kids is definitely a must for me. Yeah. 7. Apart from your appearance, what is the first thing that people notice about you? Funny. I was just having this conversation with someone, with actually a friend that, I met 2 years ago. This conversation happened a while ago, but, it was like that conversation of how you perceive yourself to present yourself to the world. Like, how you think you present yourself to other people versus what their first impression was. So, I mean, like, he said that I was really observant and really quiet. Yeah, I think he put it as like really observant, as if I were from the military or had been enlisted or something, but without the like death threats, I suppose. I just thought that was really funny. Yeah, I mean, like, I try to be aware of what's around me, and I mean, like, I don't stare people down or anything. At least I don't hope so. But like, people watching, it's not entertaining for me, but I do it just naturally. And I think through how I was raised with, like, how my parents raised me and the job experiences I've had to read people really well. Yeah. 10. What is your definition of intimacy? I have two. One being a sexual act, two being like a friendship intimacy and being close personally in that way. Yeah. Like, if you have intimacy with a friend, it's a really, really good friend that you can share anything with and not receive judgment. Yeah. 47. Did we answer this already? Yeah, how do you feel about having kids? Yes. 76. Favorite part of a man's body? like his penis? I would say like shoulders, kind of like the neck area too. Yeah. If a guy has like a really nice haircut and you can see the back of his neck, like the section between like behind the ear area, that part is really sexy for me. What is your favorite way to relax? If you want to make me relax, give me an orgasm and I will be super tired after that. But my favorite way to relax, I don't know, just lying in bed, being in silence, probably on my phone or watching a movie or something. Yeah. I would say, like, drinking cider or something, but I kind of have a sensitive stomach. So, like, to avoid that later on, I don't think I'd be drinking. Yeah, in bed and warm. Warm and comfy with lots of blankets. 73. How many different ways have you orgasmed? Many different ways. With a toy, with fingers, with penis, and then that just kind of like gets into the different positions and many, many, many different ways. There's not just one. Uh, 74. What, if anything, makes you feel vulnerable when you're naked with someone? I think when I'm naked and you give me a compliment, that makes me really embarrassed and shy. But that's not exactly vulnerable. I think in the middle of an orgasm, or like building up to one, that's when I feel the most vulnerable, I think. You answered that already. How many different ways have you orgasmed? 86. Did we answer this already? Do you like it rough or gentle? I'm already number 36 on the sexy question list. I like both. I think with finding GWA, I've actually named it as being a switch. I think, though, I'm more of a dom, slightly, because, again, with the whole telling me what to do, but I do have moments of letting go. Though I have to be in the right mindset to be rough or take it rough, because if I'm not mentally prepared, it will physically hurt. 90. What does your ideal penis look like? My husband's. If we're talking about like circumcised or uncircumcised, I could care less. I don't have a preference. I honestly don't know what the fuss is all about. Yeah. 53. What's one thing that made you feel unexpectedly good in bed? I think it was just process of self-discovery. Having him go down on me, I refused for the longest time because I thought of myself as dirty. But the moment that I let him, that was very surprising for me. Who is the one person in this world you wish you could fuck? I don't know. I really don't know. I guess it would be along the lines of like having a one night stand, because I've never experienced that and I don't think I would ever, ever put myself in that situation, but there's that. To not have any obligations, I suppose. And I don't know. There's like that slight thrill of being with a stranger. I don't know. I feel like we've answered 66 already. Or 36. Yeah, sexiest compliment. You know, next time, I shouldn't do this in the morning. And every time I roll a duplicate, I should take a shot or something. 22. What's your favorite strategy for getting him to come ASAP? I can't do that, because that's not how it works. Because, yeah, that's not how it works. You can't force it. I don't have that much control. I guess I'll answer this in two ways. Like, one, if I'm giving him a hand job or a blow job, it would just be being very perceptive to where he's at. If we're having sex, my dumb side comes out a little bit. Usually I'll be on top and I'll just be really sexy and I'll feel really, really sexy. Yeah. Uh, 90. Answered that already. Yeah, see, I should have been doing this later. What does your ideal penis look like? I answered that already. 62. Sorry, I may have done these numbers wrong. My brain is not mathing correctly. 62. What's the nastiest thing you've ever said to get someone off? I don't think I am nasty. I can't remember. It wasn't necessarily nasty, it was just unexpected for me to say something like that. And I don't remember what that was, because it was probably really cheesy too. Yeah, my mind is just not capable of that. Because I'm, like, not really into quote-unquote nasty things, and I don't even know what that means, so. Yeah, I'm very vanilla. I think if I were to swear a lot, that would be unexpected. Sixty-one. If you had to choose, would you be a dominatrix or a submissive? I would be a dom. If I had to choose. 72. What's your favorite strategy for getting into combat? Yes, AP. What's that? That's like definitely more than the fifth time we've rolled a double. 13. What disgusts you? In general, or like, sorry. My phone? No. What was that? That was weird. I have my headphones on, along with my mic, so I'm listening to myself. What disgusts me? I think anything to do with shit. I think, isn't there that, like, visual satisfaction trend on whatever where it's like you watch pimples getting popped? Like, that is disgusting for me. But it's like that borderline of, like, being disgusted and you can't look away. Not to say that blood is, like, something I can't stand, but, like, I can stand the sight of blood, but there comes a point where it's just like, nope, I can't watch this anymore. Number six. Who has been the most influential person in your life and why? I'd say my dad. I'm very much like my dad in personality as well. Just because he's also a creative mind, and it was just very relatable. And growing up, it's like I respected him, and I still respect him very much. It's been interesting to talk to him as an adult and having him see me as an adult versus a child. It's been very rewarding talking with him. Yeah. Love you, Dad. Please don't listen to this. Oh my god. 14. When was the last time you cried? Last time I cried was during a D&D session, and our D&D sessions are over Discord, because we're in different time zones, our entire group. So I'm new to D&D, and I was having trouble trying to understand spell slots, because I had not studied up and I was not prepared. Everyone was super nice. It was just really overwhelming because they're all trying to help all at the same time, and I appreciate that, but it was frustrating for me because I couldn't mentally understand the concept of spell slots versus how many spells you actually know and stuff like that, because I hadn't prepared properly. So I had to take a moment and cry. Yep. Yep. Uh, 64. Do you like taking naked photos of yourself? I don't like taking photos of myself in general. It's just weird. I get too critical of myself, and how I look, and I don't want to fall into that rabbit hole. Do I like taking naked photos of myself? No, because then that has the chance of getting out. I've only done that once. Yeah, don't want to risk it. Also, I've had my, I've had two laptops stolen, so now I have a desktop. 85. How do you like your pussy to be licked? To be honest, that moment of him going down on me happened last week because I would not let him ever. So I don't know how to answer that question yet. '66, we answered that already. Didn't we? Yes. Most daring thing you've done in public, number 16 on the sexy list. Should have been taking shots. 30. What is a relationship deal breaker for you? Cheating. Because it meant you were lying to me. And if you cheated once, how can I trust you again? Yeah. 88. I feel like we've answered this already too. What's the sexiest compliment you've ever gotten? Oh no, we haven't. We answered the one of giving a compliment, not receiving. Did we? I think it must have been about, like, my hips or something. I'm not that tall, and like if I stretch, you can see my ribs. It's kind of hard for me to put on weight, but I think one of the compliments I got when we were snuggling, I was like beside him and he had his arm around me, but then he could reach around to my hip and pull me closer, which he found sexy. '98. How good are you at faking an orgasm? Show me. I am not going to show you. A true orgasm, I don't think I could fake. But sounding like one? Perhaps, because I could probably imitate a porn star or a porn performance type thing. That's the one thing I'm not comfortable doing for GWA yet. And I don't know if I will be, but I like hinting with my audios. But yeah, I don't think I will be comfortable doing a full-on performance for an audio. It's kind of the same as the naked photo thing. If that gets found out and attached to me, and if that gets out to people I know, that already is a stereotype to my reputation. Not to say that my reputation is everything, but if it affects my work and my family, then yes. And that's the reason why I don't. Also, Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. I could try to fake an orgasm, but I don't think I'd be successful. We know each other too well. 41. Can you overlook anything from your partner's past? Yes. Because we've already talked about it. Yeah. I think it would just be a matter of talking it through. But if it comes to like a deal breaker type thing, like cheating, I don't think I would be able to overlook that. What makes you feel comfortable when you're naked with someone? Being warm. If I'm cold, I am uncomfortable. Especially my feet. I sleep with socks in the winter. Yeah. 68. In what position do you orgasm most reliably? My brain is not working. What position is the best for me to orgasm reliably? Doggy, I suppose. What's the best compliment you've ever received? I feel like we've answered this. 18. What three qualities must your partner have? Okay. I'm gonna go back to, like, the high school me who had requirements for a partner. One, had to be taller than me, and that's pretty easy because I'm, like, 5'1". Two, had to be musically inclined. If you're tone deaf, I'm sorry. Three, I don't think I had a three. Just had to be a good listener, I guess. And be patient. Yeah. What makes you believe that you're ready for a relationship? Honestly, when we first started dating, I didn't even think of this. We just both kind of jumped in. I don't think you can ever truly be ready, because if you keep waiting for that, nothing's gonna happen. For anything in life. 80. If you had one day left to live, how would you want it? I'd want to spend it with my husband. And have it just be us. 25. What do you feel is the biggest success you have achieved in your life? For talking career-wise, I guess working my way up to assistant manager from an entry-level position in less than a year. Getting married would be another one. Yeah. 64. You like taking naked photos of yourself? No. Answer that already. So many double rolls. Oh my goodness. 57. What's your favorite method of giving... Sorry. What's your favorite method for getting yourself off? Number 7 on the sexy list. If we're talking about, like, masturbating, it would be using a vibrator on my clit. And also probably using a toy or, like, a dildo. I should do a toy review of my toys. That would be interesting. Maybe tomorrow. I think that makes it about an hour. 27 seconds left. Yeah, one more question. 30. Another duplicate. 11 seconds. Oh, what is that number even? 16? Answer that already, too. And that is time. Alright. One more question just to end it. If I don't roll another duplicate. Come on. Are you a screamer or a moaner? Both. I force myself to be quiet a lot of the time. And that's just out of habit, just because we've lived in apartments with thin walls or... Yeah. Had roommates or whatever. But we live alone now, and that's something I could work on. Anyways, thanks for listening. It's been very personal as usual. And it's been very freeing to be this personal with you guys. So thank you so much for listening. Again, feel free to message me if you just want to message me. Yeah. Hope you guys have a great day. And I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow? Tomorrow.